much, Rudelmar. Obviously, certainly the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Secretary General, the WHO, have all been very outspoken advocates on vaccine equity within countries, but also across, as both Ashal and you have expounded. And then a little bit linked to that, the shrinking civic space, which I think is absolutely correct. We were facing that pushback even before, but now we see much manipulation of COVID in order to further, I think, marginalize voices and isolate opinions. And I think this is so a great place to ask Azza to pitch in. Azza leads a wide coalition of faith-based civil society organizations, and we know that Religions for Peace has engaged in cooperation beyond borders on the humanitarian response from the very start of the pandemic. We know that religious leaders are an enormously powerful instrument of advocacy, but also allies in this. So Azza, we'd love to hear some of the good practices that you've witnessed and can share. Over to you.
Thank you very, very much.